RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Northeast correspondents are Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, the co-hosts of the RV Family Travel Atlas and Campground of the Week podcasts, and the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations. Welcome to the show, Disney Mom Stephanie.
Thank you, Jeremy. We'll get to the whole Disney Mom thing and whether or not I can actually claim that title next week. But this week, we're still in, or rather outside of sunny Tampa, right?
Yeah. I mean, we got a lot of content out of this Florida trip, and we're reviewing a campground that we just went and visited for a day and inspected. We really had no intention of reviewing this campground, but it looked so amazing we couldn't help ourselves.
Yeah, we had to share sort of our experience there at the campground. And then also when we were posting pictures on social media, everybody's saying, this is my favorite campground. I love that place. I love going there. We said, okay, this is ridiculous. We need to review this campground. It's worth reviewing. So we are going to do that. But first, we are going to thank our sponsor, Progressive Insurance. You can get the perfect amount of coverage wherever you roam around the United States with packages available for seasonal use and for full-timers. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV today for more info.
All right, Stephanie, we're talking about the Fort DeSoto Park Campground in Florida. It's part of the Pinellas County Park System. And Floridians, if I mispronounced anything, forgive me. Now, we visited from Tampa. We were staying at the Tampa RV show. And after like 3 days, we just kind of wanted to get out and get some fresh air one afternoon. And we wanted to go to the beach and get our feet wet. And so you took us to Fort DeSoto Park Campground. And I'm so glad that you said, hey, let's stop and pull into the campground.
Of course.
Instead of just going right up to the beach, which is part of the overarching park. And we were both floored by this campground and how beautiful it was.
So many people do say it's their favorite, and it was clear why that was the case for us just driving through it. Now, I want to back up a second and say that this is one of those paired episodes again. So this is a campground of the week, this week about a campground outside of sunny Tampa, Florida. We'll talk a little more about distance in a minute. But this really goes hand in hand with the episode that we did, Greetings from the Florida RV Super Show over on RV Family Travel Atlas. And if you're listening to Campground of the Week the day it's released, you have to wait till tomorrow to hear that episode. But what you'll hear is an entire segment with Courtney Parrish, who is a local Floridian in that area. And she also works for the Florida RV Trade Association. And I asked her to sit for an interview with me and tell everybody what to do when they're in that area. And you're going to listen to that interview and you're going to hear me say, oh, we're headed to the beach. Where should we go? And she said, Fort DeSoto.
So that was her tip. I didn't even know that.
That is authentic. That authentically happened. We got off of the interview and we went to Fort DeSoto.
Right. So where is this campground located geographically? It took us about 40 minutes to get there from Tampa. It's about 20 minutes south of St. Petersburg on the Gulf Coast of Florida. So, you know, there were people staying at the campground because they were visiting the Super Show. Now, that's about as far away as you probably want to get. But there were actually people that I talked to who said, oh, yeah, we're here for the Super Show. We just want wanted to camp here.
Oh, sure. If you're only going to the Super Show for 1 or 2 days, that's great. That's an easy drive. And you can avoid the highly trafficked times, you know, of rush hour. And really, it was a beautiful, easy drive. So I don't think that that's a bad idea at all. For us, we're at the show every day. There's no way we would make that drive back and forth every day.
I want to stop and give our listeners a picture of this campground as much as possible. And I would encourage you to head over to our Instagram feed. I put up 2 photos in a row that everyone freaked out about. Like, oh, those sites are so beautiful. Many of the sites are on the water. And then all of the sites are sort of – it's sort of deeply – I don't want to call it wooded in Florida.
Yeah, it's
very shady,
vegetated.
Vegetated, deeply vegetated. But it makes it this sort of little private world, this little private oasis. The waterfront sites, they look like – it's like a shoot for a Go RVing video.
Right. So this county park is actually made up of 5 different keys. So they are islands. It's over 1,000 acres. It's a really big park. But you have to drive over bridges to get there. And they are toll bridges, which everybody thinks is a very big deal down there. For us, it's no big deal because we pay tolls everywhere we go.
I pay toll to go to the bathroom in my house.
Yeah. So that's no big deal. But there are some toll bridges to get there because there are 5 different keys and the park kind of is spread out all over those keys. But the campground itself, I mean, it's like this little island that juts out. It is surrounded by water. There's water everywhere. So a lot of the campsites are waterfront.
And you see, like when we pulled in, Stephanie was like, oh, go get a picture of that waterfront site. And I was like, oh, well, the next one's beautiful too. And then we kind of hopped in the car. And from one to the next, it was like beautiful sight after beautiful sight on the water, dozens and dozens of them.
Yeah.
And then the interior sites, many of which were pull-through sites, you still occasionally had the water view. But even if you lost the water view, these pull-through sites were gorgeous. Look at the photo I took of the Airstream and the pull-through site.
Right. So it is – people talk about how hard it is to reserve a site here. And it is harder – and we'll talk a little more about that in a minute. But it is harder to reserve a waterfront. But if you end up with a pull-through site, I'd be pretty happy with that.
I wouldn't be like, oh, my God, I'm so disappointed I don't have a waterfront site. I mean, I would just try again next time for a waterfront site. These pull-throughs were huge and gorgeous and private and picturesque. I mean, the photo I put up of the Airstream, like everyone was like, wow, you know, great, great site.
So now,
how big is the campground?
Okay, so there are 238 campsites all told. These are divided into 3 distinct areas. And I kind of like how this is organized because there really is like a campsite for everyone. And it's very clear. You know, sometimes at state parks, it's like this site's 30 feet, this site's 23 feet. And it's like everything is different. At this campground, there are 3 distinct areas for 3 distinct types of campers. So area one, we drove through that and it was really pretty sights. And it's only for tents, vans, pop-ups, trailers under 16 feet, and you can't have any pets. Okay? So that's area
one.
That's
quite specific.
Yeah. No, well, because wait for it. Okay? Area two, you can have all rigs and pets. All right? So, and then area three, all rigs and no pets. So they're really, and these areas are complete full loops. All 3 of them have the waterfront sites, and all 3 of them have that mid-loop pull-through option. So it really is kind of laid out nicely. I like it. Now, you know, the pull-throughs we talked about are in the middle, so they're not waterfront, but some of them offer water views. All sites have water and electric hookups with 30 or 50 amp. There's dump stations available, and the sites also have picnic tables and grills. What more can you
ask
for?
You could ask for sewer on site, but that's just asking for too much of a county park campground.
Not only that, but this is waterfront, and you know that there's always issues with sewer and water, and so we always say that you're probably not going to get sewer at most waterfront sites.
Now let's talk price range and ease of booking. Price is an incredible bargain based on how beautiful this campground is. $30 to $37 a night, depending on season and whether you are waterfront or not. So the price is incredibly friendly. But now the ease of booking is challenging. We heard from you can fill in a second, but I talked to the camp store manager, and we've talked to a lot of people on social media who camp here, and a lot of them say you need to book a site 6 months in advance. Like they open up six months in advance, and you need to get on it. But then you actually did mess around and experiment, and what did you find?
I did. So I'm always curious about this because people say it's impossible. So I want to know just how impossible it is. Is it impossible if you want to go Friday through Sunday during like the high season, right? The best part of the season? Or is it truly like I enter my dates and get no campsites available? So I actually went 6 months out, you know, from this time. And I looked, and that's in June, right? And I started kind of punching in dates. And when I put in weekend dates, yes, there was a limited amount of sites, mostly the Area 1, which just allows the pop-up tents and no pets. Okay. So there was a lot more room there available. There was here and there sites, maybe like one that was close to the dump station, right? Like available. But I could not find any date in June that was totally booked. Now, here's another thing. When I went midweek, I entered in a range of like 8 days and I had quite a few options, not a lot of waterfront options, but I did have a lot of the pull-through options. I really like the booking system on this site, I have to say. I played around with it, and it was really nice. It gave you all the sites that were available. You could click on the number site. It came up with a picture.
And see pictures, which we love.
I love that. And then it also said right there, so you didn't have to like cross-check with the map. It said whether there was pets or not, right? Like it gave you the details for that particular site. So I you know, for as much complaints as I have about Reserve America, I like to check out, you know, these public reserving systems. And I was kind of like, I feel like I could get a site here if I worked hard at it.
Okay. Could be hot in June. And people in Florida know that, right?
Right.
Now, amenities. The amenities are somewhat limited, but you're just in a beautiful, gorgeous, natural environment, and you're going to kind of make your own fun. They do have a camp store, which I did go into because we needed an iPhone charger. And the guy was very friendly. He didn't have one, pointed me to the 7-Eleven. But it was a nice little camp store. It had all the basics food-wise and all that stuff. It had some fishing equipment and things like that. There's a dump station.
A few of them located at the different loops, yeah.
Clean restrooms, showers, laundry facilities. We saw lots of people fishing in different areas. You could fish from your site. Canoe and kayak launches, and then you can rent a fire pit for $3 a night.
Yeah, but you know what? Firewood's really expensive. I don't know if that's a Florida thing. It's $9 a bundle there.
Oh, we've seen that in places like Acadia National Park, too.
Where it's harder to get.
I agree. It is expensive, yeah. But I've seen that price at a lot of. Stephanie doesn't buy the firewood.
I always
buy the firewood.
Because you know it's better that way.
I don't tell her how much it costs. Now, there's Wi-Fi and cell service definitely available at the camp store and office. I'm guessing that on the sites it's
– No, there's no Wi-Fi on the sites. And it says that very clearly on the sites, but some of the reviews of the campground, it seemed like maybe people were expecting Wi-Fi at their sites and – that was not the case at all.
All right, Stephanie, any insider details that you gleaned from your research and from our visit and from conversations with people on social media about this campground?
Yeah, I really like their reservation system. And I would say that if you want to stay here, it's worth like looking at the campground map, really poking around at the different sites and looking at them and using those pictures. Like I felt like even though we had been there after spending a little time on the reservation site, like I felt like I could definitely narrow down where I wanted to stay. So spend time there. Now, here's another funny thing. Occupancy at these sites are limited to 6 people, including children. And the way they make it sound, this is a strict rule. So I know that we have some larger families that listen to our show. So I just want to say that.
I wonder if you have 6 kids, are they really going to boot you off or not let you in?
That restriction shows up in a few different places. And so that's why I mention it. Because if one of the families that listens, because we know we have larger families that listen, if you have, you know, 8 people in your family or you travel with grandparents or something like that, I would call ahead and, you know, just really
and
clarify.
I have to say, it doesn't quite make sense to me. The sites are huge.
I know. They're trying to keep group camping down. State parks, I think, try to do tricky things in order to keep the partying to a minimum. That's my theory.
All right. Nobody's perfect. This campground, honestly, was one of the most beautiful campgrounds I've ever seen, but there is no such thing as a perfect campground. So, Stephanie, what are some of the problems that people mention or some of the things that could be improved here?
Ants. I mean, it's Florida, right? It's Florida. So ants and bugs, you're just going to get them. It's tropical practically down in this area. So that's something that people mentioned. Be prepared. Now, another thing that some people mentioned was low-hanging branches. The vegetation in this campground is thick and beautiful, and that really helps with privacy and obviously natural beauty. But I'm imagining that some people with bigger rigs had
trouble. Our new toy hauler is tall.
Yeah.
So, and now that you say it, when I think of like the site with the Airstream that I photographed, we would probably have a hard time backing into that pull through without knocking into some of the branches.
Yeah. So that made sense to me exactly. When I saw that, I was like, yeah, I can see that being a problem for
the bigger pop-up camper out of the backyard. Okay. Yeah. So that was our review of the campground at Fort DeSoto County Park. We're going to come back in a second and talk about some of the activities within the park. Like Stephanie said, we're not going to go outside into the immediate area because Courtney Parrish did that for us on the RVFTA podcast this week. So it is a paired podcast again. Stay tuned for more about this county park.
Fun and family. It's what Jayco has been focused on for generations. From the first camping trailer that rolled off the production line on founder Lloyd Bontrager's farm in 1968 to today, when Jayco, now the world's largest privately owned RV manufacturer, is building everything from camping trailers up to gas Class A motorhomes.
With a blend of old world Amish craftsmanship and innovative technology, Jayco builds more value into their RVs than any other manufacturer in the industry, with more standard features and the best 2-year warranty offered. Visit Jayco's website at jayco.com or your closest Jayco dealer for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We just gave a review of the campground at Fort DeSoto Park in Florida, and now it's time to talk about some of the things to do within the park. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. Award-winning Yogi Bear's Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories. Whether you are an RV enthusiast, enjoy the comfort of a cabin, or prefer tent camping, Jellystone Parks have first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities.
From amazing water zones to mini golf, wagon rides, themed weekends, and appearances from Yogi Bear and friends, you'll see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds. And with 29 locations open year-round, you can camp at a Jellystone even during the winter months. From Kentucky to Texas to California to Virginia, you can enjoy year-round RVing with Camp Jellystone. Visit campjellystone.com to find a Jellystone park near you.
Okay, so we're going to focus on some of the facilities within the larger county park here, because as Stephanie mentioned, this is a huge county park.
It's big.
There's a lot of stuff to do within the county park, okay, in terms of enjoying nature and enjoying the beach and all that stuff. And if you want to know more about what to do in St. Petersburg or Tampa, head over to the RVFTA podcast this week for a great interview with Courtney Parrish, who's going to give you all kinds of inside stuff. Now, Stephanie, there are two big piers here for your fishing pleasure.
There are. Fishing seems to be a really big pastime here at this park. There were tons of people fishing while we were there. And then we'll talk about where we ate dinner on our way out in a minute. But they had lots of fresh fish on the menu there, too.
Some of the freshest seafood we've ever had.
It was now, very yummy.
Both of those piers are also equipped with bait, tackle, and food concessions. Now, the county park at large also has really nice family picnic areas and nature trails. You want to comment on those?
I was impressed. So there are two main beaches. There's East Beach and then there's North Beach. So the East Beach is really very close to the campground. So you could just.
And which one did we actually go to?
We went to North Beach. So that was definitely a drive of about a mile away. All right.
Couple minutes.
Yeah.
Definitely not so much a walk. It was a bike ride.
Yeah. I feel like it would be too long to walk it. So but you could bike ride it definitely. So we drove up to the North Beach from the campground. So there are these two main beaches, and I was really impressed by all of the picnic areas that they had around there. You could tell that local people probably reserved them for events, did birthday parties there and everything. I mean, there was really a wide variety of those options available.
And they were large spaces, right? So we went up either Thursday or Friday afternoon, and there was plenty of space for us to have a picnic table, to spread out, to have some room. This is a gigantic place, and there was lots of parking.
Right. And so now let's talk about the namesake, right, Fort DeSoto. So obviously this is a historic location. And in that vein, on the way to North Beach, you can actually pull off and find Fort DeSoto.
Built in 1898.
Yeah, and I love this. I really enjoy the website of this. If you can't tell, this county park system, I think they do a nice job. So you can go onto the county park system, and I'll link to this in the show notes. They have a whole historic guide that gives you a walking tour, a step-by-step map, numbered, and a walking tour of all of the historical sites that are there in this area, and like a description of the building, what was there, what happened there. So that's, I mean, I would say that would be a half a day, like an activity, you know, like a hiking activity.
And our family loves self-guided tours with the kids because you can kind of move at your own pace, right?
Yeah. So definitely you want to make that an event. At Fort DeSoto, they had a gift shop. They had the snack bar, you know, so you can kind of head up there and be good for the day.
And now, look, North Beach and East Beach are both gorgeous. I mean, we spent about an hour, maybe 2 hours at the most, hanging out at North Beach, getting our feet wet, playing in the sand. This would be a lovely place to bring up, you know, a picnic, some blankets, and spend an afternoon sunning and swimming.
And you don't want to forget the dog beach. So in the middle of East Beach and North Beach, there is a designated dog beach area. You can hang out there if you want to bring Maggie or Fido to the beach with you guys.
And you could also hit their multi-purpose trail. It's 7 miles of paved trail connecting North Beach and East Beach, the boat ramp and the camping area. And we saw a lot of people jogging and bike riding on that trail.
I was jealous of the bike rider. Like, we didn't have our bikes with us because we flew down to this area on this trip. And I was looking at all those people on those bikes on that paved trail. And I was thinking, this is a nice place to ride your bike.
There's also a canoe trail. All right, it's almost 2.5 miles. It's a self-guided trail. And a lot of people on social media said, oh, I hope you got to go kayaking there. Yeah. It's, like you said, big for fishing, big for personal watercraft.
And I guess you can spot the manatees when you go kayaking and canoeing in this area. So people get really excited about that.
There's also a barrier-free nature trail. It's 2,200 feet long with 6 interpretive stations. And Stephanie mentioned that dog park, which a lot of people rave about.
Yeah.
Now, Fort DeSoto Park really reminds me of James Island County Park.
Right.
I mean, this is a county park that's doing it right. And I really wish more counties would do something like this, where they integrate the RVing and the camping into their big, beautiful natural parks.
We do. We get so geeked out when we see, you know, the county parks doing it right. And I absolutely thought of,
we have no county park in our park to camp. We have to go into the next county over. And there's one campground there, and it's nice, and we camp there a lot. But it's nothing like a James Island County Park or a Fort DeSoto Park, which are absolutely magnificent.
Yeah. So applause to Pinellas, if we're saying that right, county, for really doing a wonderful job. Fort DeSoto, I understand, like Courtney said, you need to go, like, that's my favorite place. A local is saying, like, if I have a day at the beach, I'm going to go here. And when we got there, it was like, of course you are.
Now, on our way out, we were hungry. And we grabbed a really nice dinner. So where did we eat? It's a really great recommendation.
Yeah, we just did the whole Yelp thing because we were like, all right, where are we going to go? We didn't plan this. This was really—
And our phones almost died.
Hey, and it was my birthday.
And it was,
remember? So of course we had to have a nice meal. I forgot that this was on my birthday. So we went to the Island Grill and Raw Bar. And we had an excellent meal there. I thought that we were going to end up with a little bit of a touristy kind of a meal.
No, it really almost felt more like a locals joint.
Yeah, just
big. It was right off the main highway, but it felt a little off the beaten track. It was a little tucked away. They were very family friendly. They were very friendly with the kids. Mm-hmm. The boys loved their food and we loved our food. It was, I don't know if I'd call it an elegant meal, but it was an excellent meal.
I would say like elevated grill food. So
good way to put it. Definitely a step above your typical grill food, bar and grill type food.
Yeah, you could get a lot of the bar and grill type of food, but then they also offered some of the more entree, like fresh fish options. We had the grouper because we were told it was fresh. And it was. It
was incredibly
delicious.
Fresh. And our waiter was an RVer who owns a Jayco Greyhawk.
I know. He was.
And that's pretty awesome.
You were wearing your Jayco hat. And he was like,
oh, yeah. He said, oh, you guys have a Jayco? He's like, yeah, we have a motorhome. We take it all over the place. And then the nice couple next to us complimented us on how well-behaved the kids were.
That probably is probably making the memory.
Yeah, the food was probably awful. But then as soon as they said that, we were just like, oh, this place is amazing.
They said, oh, they're so good. And we were like, oh, we'll just remember this moment forever and carry it.
It was a great meal. And I have to say, I really, really want to go back and camp here. I really do. And I don't know if I'd camp here if we were doing the Super Show thing. I don't know if I'd want that 40 minutes of distance. But I would do a week's vacation here. It looks like a deeply relaxing place to spend some time.
I think it's a great paired with the Super Show. So if you only want to go 1 or 2 days, go ahead. But for us, and we're going to be there every day, and if you want to do that, then I would go either before or after. You know, like stay there a few days leading up to the Super Show, then go to the Super Show, or go to the Super Show and then head down there and camp for a few days.
And no matter what you do, this is a relaxation station. This is a place to go to unwind. That's the sense I got here, right? This is a slower pace of life at this campground.
Yeah, it does. It's beach. It's beach feel. Yeah. It's beach. You're on beach time, people say, right? Okay, so that is our review of the Fort DeSoto Park campground. To listen to all of the things that you should do in St. Petersburg and in Tampa, remember to listen to our Greetings from the Florida RV Super Show episode over on RVFTA.
And don't forget to insure your RVs if you're going to go to the Fort DeSoto campground, correct? And we
Absolutely.
Recommend that you insure your RV with Progressive Insurance.
And adding it to another Progressive policy like auto, motorcycle, or boat is a great way to save money when you're out there on the road seeing the sights. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV to learn more.
And a big thank you to Jayco and to Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts for sponsoring all this great content for you RV fools. We'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.